You don't need 1,000 or 100,000 people to buy your product. You need 10. There are 10 humans right now who are a perfect match for you and what you have to offer. You might think 10 sounds crazy. It might seem impossible. It might seem like a lot. I am here to tell you it is absolutely possible. It is completely doable. And in this video, I'm going to show you exactly how to get there from scratch. Hello, everyone. If we haven't met before, my name is Liv Chapman. I am the CEO of IGC Coaching School. We specialize in helping women just like you become certified, confident, and successful life coaches. And in this video, I'm going to break down how to get to that 10K a month goal, that six-figure goal that you probably have as a life coach. And we're going to talk about pricing. We're going to talk about sales. We're going to talk about marketing. Let's dive right in so you can be much more quickly on your way to 10K months as a coach, okay? To make 10K a month as a coach, the very first thing you need to do is be certain of that revenue goal, okay? And how long it might take you to get there. You do not have to take months or years to get to this goal if you really focus, really set the goal, and really stick to basically everything I'm going to tell you in this video, okay? But we have to start by reverse engineering the goal. I am going to exclusively be focused on that 10K mark in this video. If that number is different for you, you do the math with your other numbers. But no matter how you slice or dice it, we are going to reverse engineer from that number, okay? So right now, internationally, the current average for a credentialed life coach is $250 per session. So if you're trained, you're certified, you're credentialed, you are likely charging at least $250 per coaching session. Like I said, that's the average. So that's what we are going to go with. And if you are offering a coaching package of 4 sessions per month, which is weekly coaching, again, the most common offered coaching package, that means that each of your clients is paying you $1,000 per month. So how many clients do you need to get to that 10K goal? Very easy, 10. Okay. So with that 10 client goal in mind, I want you to buckle up for a second because I'm going to blow your mind real quick. Okay. I'm going to read you something and I want this to help ground you in possibility. Okay. Because depending on where you're at, you might think 10 sounds crazy. It might seem impossible. It might seem like a lot. I want to read you something that keeps me and keeps our team and keeps our students motivated all the time. There are 7.8 billion people in the world. About 1.35 billion of those people speak English. Half of those people are women. So most of our students that we work with want to work with women, but also the other half are men. So no matter how you slice it, but if you have the numbers for every nuance of your specific niche, half are women, half are moms, half are working, half have totally vibe with you and your feisty energy or whatever it may be, and half want help now. So if we halved and halved and halved all of those times, we would still have 42 million prospects. And you need like 10, okay? So in order to get through this video and to really activate your coaching practice, you have to believe that there are 10 humans right now who are a perfect match for you and what you have to offer. And if you carry that belief and that knowingness and that certainty with you, everything I say from here going to be much easier. Okay. So that's what we're doing first. We are believing, we are trusting, and we are knowing that we are going to get our 10 clients every single month. And when we do this, I want to say this as well. When you are just getting started, in my professional opinion, from doing this for over a decade, start with one-on-one coaching. I grew my one-on-one coaching practice very quickly because it was my sole focus. I was well over 6 figures in less than a full year in my business while pregnant unexpectedly with my first child. So if I can do it, you can do it. I think I finally maxed out my one-on-one at 12 clients. That's when I realized this is a lot and I need to come up with another income stream. If you are trying a group program and a digital course and a journal and this, and your energy is everywhere. That is not the vibe. That is not what I recommend to build a solid coaching business. Once you have those 10 or so coaching clients and they're signed in to 6-month contracts or whatever it may be, now you have some energetic spaciousness to begin scaling. You cannot scale properly if you don't know what you're selling and if you don't know the problem that you solve really well. And that information comes from one-on-one coaching. Just trust me, grow the one-on-one coaching foundation and the rest will be much easier. Okay. So how do we get to that point? How do we get to the point of having 10 clients paying us $1,000 every single month? So here's where the math gets interesting. To sign 10 clients, you need to book sales calls, also known as discovery calls or consultations, whatever you want to call them. Let's say that the average close rate is 25%, okay? Meaning one out of every four people who book a discovery call with you become a paying client. That means if you want to have 10 paying clients, you need to be booking 40 sales calls per month, okay? Now, don't let that number scare you either. That's 10 calls per week or 2 a day. When I was doing consultations, I only did them on Mondays and Tuesdays. I don't know why. It's just like by the end of the week, I just didn't feel like it. I wanted to be working with my clients. I wanted to be more creative. But a Monday morning, do you know both my kids were born on Mondays too? Because we just like to get shit done on a Monday, okay? So however you want to arrange your calendar, make sure that you have at least 10 hours ready to go to get these consultations booked each week, okay? That's 40 discovery calls or consultations or sales calls, whatever you want to call them, every single month, which is about 10 per week. If you are consistent, not magical, not better, nothing, just more consistent and strategic, then this is absolutely achievable. Okay. So the next thing that you have to do to get those 10 clients paying you $1,000 a month each and to get your coaching practice up to 10K a month regularly or consistently, you need to be marketing to book a call. I've said this before and I'll say it again. When you are starting your coaching business or growing your one-on-one coaching practice, you are playing for booked calls. You are playing for consultations on the calendar. That is where all of the money lies. If you want to think about it in a really powerful way, 40 sales calls on your calendar is equivalent to $40,000 of possibility that month. And if you have these people going into a 6-month contract, what is 40 times 6,000?
240,000? Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and 6-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your 6-figure certified story starts today.
There's a lot of possibility in these calls getting booked. So how are you going to do it? Number one, tried and true method. Your goal is to tell at least one new person every single day what you do. You're going to share with your friends, your family, your network, social media, email, casual conversations, Facebook groups, kid pickup lines, playgrounds, coffee shops, networking events, whatever you're doing, you're telling people who you are and what you do, what the problem that you solve is, and you're inviting them to a discovery call. Okay. That is the name of the game. If you are shy about that, if you are meek about that, if you are downplaying your expertise, this is not going to happen. So you need to turn on whatever alter ego it requires to be the most powerful, bold, 6-figure plus earner self. And that's how you need to talk to all of these people every time you meet them. Your Uber driver, your Lyft driver, your waiter, whoever it may be, do not do any preconceived notions or judgments of people like, oh, they probably can't afford it. We don't know people's financial situation. And that's actually kind of rude and inequitable. So don't do that. Empower yourself to share your expertise and invite people to a call. That is the, you know, tell one new person every day theory. The next thing you're going to be doing, you're going to be posting on social media. You don't need to be on every single platform, but you need to be on at least one place consistently. That's what keeps you successful. You don't have to have prettier graphics. You don't have to have fancier reels. You don't have to have a following of a million. You need to be consistent. You need to be showing up every day or almost every day. So minimum 3 to 5 times a week. You're posting about the problem that you solve, the same thing again and again and again. Use stories, use reels, use carousel posts, use engaging call to actions. But one of those always has to be, multiple of them really, book a free discovery call, book a free clarity session, DM me to book a call. I have 3 free spots on my calendar this week for confidence, ignite your confidence calls. Who wants them? Every single week without fail, 3 to 5 times a week, you're posting with a clear call to action. Okay. That's how you're going to book the calls. Number 3, you're going to be sending direct invitations, 10 to 15 invitations a week. That's how you're going to get these calls booked. You're going to DM them. You're going to email them. You're going to text them. You're going to be asking friends to connect you with potential leads. You are sending 10 to 15 invitations per week to people in your network or followers who have shown some type of interest in your content. Keep it simple. Keep it personal. Hey, so-and-so, I am offering 3 free career clarity sessions this week. They're at this time. I'd love to give you one. Which time works best? Some people are going to ignore you. Some people are going to reject you. Some people are going to say, don't DM me. And other people are going to be like, this couldn't have come at a better time. And then those people are going to become your clients and they're going to say, without you, their life would be crap and you have changed their life. And that's what you're playing for. You're going to have to let the rejection, the being ignored, all of that, put it to the side because it's worth it. It's worth it to do the work that you're meant to do in the world and to change somebody's life, even if you got rejected a bunch of times first. Okay. And you're going to nurture these people. Some people are going to engage in conversation with you. They're going to say, oh, I'd really like to, but I know I can't afford this right now. That's okay. If 100% of people that you DM'd or messaged or invited closed, they're like, that wouldn't even make sense. That doesn't happen in any business, in any niche, in anything. Okay. You won't even see the same people wanting the same dessert. Okay. So you're not going to be for everyone, but you still need to follow up. You still need to nurture the relationships. Going back to that reminder, you don't need 1,000 or 100,000 people to buy your product. You need 10. So put the work into the relationships. That's what's going to matter. Do not just be the person that posts on social and ghosts. Engage with people. If you want to be engaged with, especially on social media, you need to go engage with others. That's how we start building. Building the relationship, inviting to a call. Okay? Just like if you were to go out in real life, you would not just go walk up to someone and say, here's what I do, book a call with me, and not listen back to them or not hear what they're up to or not engage and acknowledge what they have to say. The same applies on social media. Okay? And the key here is consistency. You have to build momentum. You have to build trust. And the way to do that is to keep showing up. Okay? The next step to doing this is you have to deliver exceptional coaching. You don't want to be the person that's on a whole Reddit thread of how crappy you are and how you bamboozled people out of money and you didn't show up for the sessions and you didn't make an impact and da 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 da. Trust me, if you're a well-trained coach, like this is probably not going to happen because you sign a code of ethics and you know what you're actually doing. You know how to get results. So that's just my plug for like becoming a legit coach, because if you want this to be a business with longevity, then you need to actually know what the heck you're doing. So once you start signing these clients, your goal is to deliver incredible results. When your clients feel seen, when they feel supported, when they have actually transformed, when they have gotten what they have paid for and more, they are going to stay with you longer. They're going to be renewing contracts left and right. They're going to be referring their friends and they're going to be gladly and openly giving you testimonials that you can share online or that you can use in your marketing. And that there is nothing more powerful than a referral. Nothing. No virility, nothing like that is going to be as powerful as someone saying, this person changed my life and you need to talk to them. So step number 4 in this whole process is you're going to be delivering exceptional results. And then When this all happens, when you're getting these clients enrolled, you want to be tracking your progress. Okay. So the next step is making sure that you're tracking your progress. Treat your business like an actual business if you want it to pay you like an actual business. Okay. It is not just a la-di-da, a little side hustle, random thing that you might do on the side. If that's the vibe you have with your business, that's the paycheck you should expect. But if you want to be paid like a CEO, if you want to be paid like a business owner, if you want to be paid like an expert, you have to show up for your business like an expert. So you want to be tracking things, KPIs or key performance indicators or some type of metrics, so you know what the heck is going on. Because then when things aren't working, you can look at the numbers, you can look at the information and say, oh, I didn't hit my sales goal last month because I didn't invite anybody to any calls. I got a few random ones booked by luck or by old content that I had, but I didn't send any invitations, right? Easy to spot the problem. Okay. So here's a few things you can track in your business. How many calls you book? Of course. What your close rate is, like get really great at sales and you won't even need to book as many calls. Or if you do, you're just going to be closing more clients. You can also be tracking, of course, how many clients you have at any given time, tracking your revenue. Also, you could track people who, like how many follow-up attempts it takes. So if you have a leads list where you're following up with people, you can track on average, it's taking, you know, 5 messages or 10 messages or this amount of exchanges before they book a discovery call. Any of that information can be helpful, especially on those days when you're like, oh, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a coach. And you sit down at your computer and you don't have any clients that day and you're like, should I mess with my website again? Should I do? No, go look at the information. Go look at the data and figure out where is my gap here and what do I need to do to close it to be on the phone with clients right now? Okay. So I know I said this at the very beginning too, but if you know that you need to be booking 10 consultation calls every single week and you don't have those consultation calls booked yet, I want you to go to your calendar right now and block off 10 hours. And in those 10 hours, what you're going to be doing is working on generating those consultation calls. This is how you're going to reverse engineer. This is how you're going to get ready to have a $10,000 per month coaching business on a consistent, regular basis. Okay. So I hope this helps you. I hope this helps you see how simple it can be. Your goal is to have 10 clients at any given time. Okay. You have to figure out whether they're in 3-month packages or 6-month packages, but work backwards and reverse engineer the goal and figure out how many calls you need to book. That is the fast track to simplifying your business and increasing your income. And I can promise you by doing this, you are going to hit that 10K goal much faster than sitting around wondering what to do. Okay. I hope this video was helpful for you. If you liked this video, if you have questions about this process, please leave them in the comments. Be sure to like this video, send it to one of your friends who needs to get hired or wants to grow their coaching business, and be sure to subscribe to our channel for more informative videos on how to be a great coach and have a purposeful and profitable coaching business. I'll see you next time.